Okay, this segment brought to us by our friends. Well, it says actually an open segment right now, but I do have a friend. Chris Carnevale is on the phone. Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Frank. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, you are with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. You're headquartered down in Charleston. And I called you today because I wanted to see if somebody in your organization wanted to respond to our Governor Nikki Haley yesterday in Houston at an event there for the Offshore Technology Conference, saying that we need to have drilling off the shore of South Carolina. We need to loosen up the regulations and expedite the permitting process, and let's have oil drilling off the shore of South Carolina. I thought you guys might want to say something.
Right, yeah, we do, and we definitely appreciate the opportunity to comment. It's interesting, if you look at her words that she used yesterday at the Offshore Technology Conference, she says that her support for offshore drilling is insofar as offshore drilling is focused on creating jobs, making energy more affordable for families and businesses. And so, really, what she should be focusing on are those two things. Offshore drilling as a means to those ends is not really a good way for us in South Carolina to go about achieving those ends of creating jobs and making energy more affordable. Rather, they are among our riskier options, and we have much better solutions that are less risky, such as clean, renewable energy that we can pursue and achieve those ends, like creating jobs, making energy more affordable, and also more safely.
Well, you know, it could create a lot of jobs if we drill off for sure, because we know that eventually it will leak and we'll have to hire people to clean up all the mess, right?
Well, it's funny, actually. After the big 2010 Gulf spill, the BP oil disaster, some of the BP-sponsored media outreach was they were reporting record-breaking tourism numbers. Well, a lot of that record-breaking tourism was actually contractors checking into hotels who were there to clean up the mess, essentially. So, you know, you can tweak the numbers to say what you want, but ultimately what it comes down to is, you know, we do have a lot of jobs that are at risk here in South Carolina and along the Southeast Atlantic coast in the sectors of tourism and fishing. And, you know, there was a study done by the Moore School of Business at University of South Carolina a few years back, I think it was 2009, and they estimated that we have 80,000 jobs in the coastal tourism economy here in South Carolina.
Right.
That's a huge number of jobs. I think they estimated about $3.5 billion annually of revenue that's generated in that industry. And when you talk about putting that kind of industry at risk, at jeopardy by pursuing something risky like offshore drilling, you know, then you kind of question, well, are we really going after job creation and affordable energy, or are there other ways that we can do that that don't jeopardize those jobs? You know, fishing is the same thing. We have about 6,000 fishing jobs here in South Carolina, and all it takes is one mishap, like we saw in the Gulf, and tourism and fishing really suffer. So, you know, like I said, there are clean, affordable alternatives that we can pursue instead and really, you know, go after those jobs, but do it right.
Yeah, and we're going to switch to your new topic you want to talk about, but I always get a kick out of watching the ads for BP that are running now, and they sort of brag about BP has invested more money in this country than anywhere else, especially along the coast. Well, of course they did. They had to clean up. It cost them billions and billions and billions to clean up down there, and they call that an investment.
Right. Yep.
So.
Yep. Interesting what you can do with the numbers.
Yep. Okay, so but now if people want to not agree with Nikki Haley and calling for offshore drilling here in South Carolina, you have an event coming up that can send a message.
I do, actually. And what we have, you know, this news was at an opportune time in a way because on May 18th, that's two Saturdays from now, about a little less than 2 weeks away, there is an event called Hands Across the Sand, and that is an international day of people who care about the beach, who care about the coast, and don't want to see offshore drilling come and despoil their coast. they get together at their local beach and they join hands, and in a figurative way, they draw their line in the sand, saying no to offshore drilling and dirty fossil fuels, and yes to clean energy. And so we have a couple gatherings going on in South Carolina. We have one in Folly Beach here that I'm organizing, and we have one down in Hilton Head. We'd love to get another one going on in Myrtle Beach. But really, you know, for Columbia listeners, you know, you're welcome to do it. If you can't make it out to the beach, do it along one of the rivers. I know you have the Saluda and the Broad and
Congaree
out there, you know. So you're welcome to do your own joining of hands. Like I said, it's an international thing. There's, I think, all the coastal states of the United States are doing it, about 10 countries around the world. And in previous years, there have been thousands and thousands of events around the world. It's really an amazing thing. Mm. So, you know, let me pass on if you're interested in checking this out. It's handsacrossthesand.org. And like I said, I'm organizing an event here in Folly Beach. If you're interested in coming, we're going to be meeting at the pier at noon on Saturday, May 18th.
Okay. It sounds like a good idea. Now, I'm assuming that if somebody wanted to do something like that here in Columbia, say maybe along our Riverwalk, along the Congaree, that they could figure out how to coordinate that through the website?
Yeah. Yep. They'll figure out how to. You can sign up to host an event on the website. It's very easy. You just click on the South Carolina state on the map, and there'll be a button to create an event, and you can do that, you know. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard at all. It's just great to get some energetic people out, get some press involved to cover it, and it's a really fun time. So, you know, I hope that, you know, someone in Columbia might want to take that up as cause. But otherwise, you know, we'll be beating the drum here in Charleston and down in Hilton Head and up and down the coast in a number of states.
All right, Hands Across the Sand. It's handsacrossthesands.org.
Hands Across the Sand. There's no S at the end.
Oh,
handsacrossthesand.org.
Okay, very good. And it's the it's May 18th, Saturday, May 18th.
Yep. And it's at noon in whatever time zone you're in.
All right, super. Sounds like a good show. All right, so, and that'll be your way out there if you'd like to send a message to Nikki Haley when she's in Texas telling people in Texas that they drill off of South Carolina's coast. That now you're not interested in having oil rigs out along South Carolina's coast that we know we eventually will you know, just sort of destroy the environment. And then we got other things. I'd rather see, you know, way out there, some, you know, wind turbines. You know, that would be much
more
pleasant.
Offshore wind turbines,
yeah,
that's right.
That'd be much more pleasant to see.
That, you know, that's an interesting counterpoint, really. And that's one of the huge opportunities we have here is that you know, we're uniquely positioned where we have the threat of offshore drilling, but we have the opportunity of offshore wind. South Carolina has the second greatest offshore wind resource on the entire East Coast, just behind North Carolina. So we have a huge amount of wind there. We have a lot of manufacturers in the state, so we already have a lot of the jobs here, and we could give them a market. You know, they're sending their products to other states or overseas. We can give them a market here. We have the resources, the wind resources we need. So, I mean, that is a great job creation plan right there. And let me ask a rhetorical question. What would you rather have, an offshore oil spill or an offshore wind spill?
Let's spill that wind out there. Well, I think it's good.
Yeah.
And, of course, the irony here is that the oil companies really don't think there's any oil off South Carolina coast. So what Nikki Haley's beating the drum for something that the oil companies probably don't want to do anyways. But she won't beat the drum for something that we all want, and that's clean wind energy.
Right, you know, and I shouldn't say she's not putting any effort into it. She hasn't opposed it, but she could definitely be showing more leadership, and it would really benefit the people of South Carolina if she did. Like I said, we have a huge number of jobs to gain here. We could have thousands of people working in the wind industry here. We really have more potential for wind here than we do for offshore oil and gas. So we really would ask her for more leadership in that area.
Well, the thing that she was at in Texas is entitled Offshore Technology Conference. I mean, why right. wouldn't she there be championing what you just said about how we have the one of the best places for wind energy anywhere, but instead she's out there beating the drum for drilling for oil? I don't get it. I don't right. understand her. Hey, we're going to take
I
off.
Know.
Yeah, and thank you very much. I've been talking to Chris Carnevale. He is with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. And again, remember, handsacrossthesand.org. Go check it out and see how you, here in Columbia, you can carry your own little sand and put it down. But, you know, be part of this fun and important event. Chris, thanks. I'll be talking with you soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Frank.
Right,
have a nice day.
Thank you.